Okay. Now that boy spoiled him. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
Apt as not.
Okay. Now, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what? What'd your father do when he had to go out and clear his farmland? Got out all the stumps and...
cleared it up.
Okay. Now, if you had a good yield, what would you say we raised a big what?
Bumper crop.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Aftermath.
All right, now, the wheat that is tied up into a...
shock.
Okay. Or a, what else, Miss Padilla?
Sheaf.
Okay, sheaf. Now, we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. Did your father raise wheat?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
All kind of grain.
And you took it to the mill. That's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Threshed.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say you and what have to do it?
Mm-hmm. You and I.
Okay. Now, if you're not speaking to him and just talking about him, you'd say this job is for
both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say... if a man...
he's coming over.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice and so you say, it's...
it is I.
Okay. Now, if we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you might say, oh, it's only...
it's only he.
Now, if it's a woman, what would you say?
It's only she.
If it was two people, what would you say?
It's they.
Okay. Now, comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as...
uh-huh.
Okay. Now, comparing how tall you are again, you'd say, I'm not as...
not as tall as he is.
Now, comparing how well you can do something, you would say, he can do it better than...
better than I.
Okay. If a man has been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is...
farthest.
He could go. Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's what?
It's yours.
But if it belongs to both of us, you say?
Ours.
And you say it's, let's see. And if it belongs to them, what did you say?
It's theirs.
And to him?
It belongs to him. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if it belongs to him, you'd say it was what?
His'n,
okay. What if it belonged to her?
It's hers.
Okay. Now, people have come to visit you and they're about to leave and you say to them, come back again.
Come back again.
What would you say? Would you call their names or if you were speaking to a group, what would you say?
You all come back to see us.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
This is crazy.
Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about the wraps, you would say, where are
your coats?
Okay.